My dictation for Sher is Valentine, CHARISEVALENTINE. Date of service is 2/10/2022. Dictation number, the date of birth is 12/20/1955. Date of service 2/10/2022. History of presenting illness. Patient is suffering from pain in the lower back and the right knee, as well as spasm in the entire leg. The patient is reporting pain to be from 4 to 7, and it is affecting her ADLs. Almost 40%. The ADLs that are significantly affected is walking ability, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Work and sleep are affected, 7. And enjoyment of life is affected, 6. The 70% pains are reported relieved with this current pain management protocol. The patient reports that she is suffering from lupus and a migratory arthritis and a generalized muscle spasm and poor blood supply to the legs, leading to various pain syndrome and a difficulty sleeping. In the neurology and psych, patient denies any anxiety, depression, panic, any headaches, no dizziness, vertigo. There is no memory issues, no seizures or blackouts, none of them. In the pain and numbness, patient does suffer from stiffness in the neck, lower back stiffness, jaw stiffness, and limited range of motions. And she has pain in the wrist and hand bilaterally, and hip pain bilaterally, and knee pain bilaterally, ankle and foot pain bilaterally, with a slight difficulty in walking, as well as she suffers from stiffness in the neck, lower back, and jaw. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the urine or bowel, no stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing is reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, shortness of breath, or any other issues. There are no additional issues. The patient reports moderate improvement in her symptoms, and there are no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tramadol. Substance abuse, none is being reported, and compliance program, the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 134 over 108, pulse is 82, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visit of 1/4/2022. Dictation number 0105-069. Plan of care is as follows. I have provided the patient to continue with the Tramadol 50 mg at night, 30 tablets, and Valium 2 mg at night, 30 tablets, for a muscle relaxation and sleep. The rest of the medications are being provided by the patient. And at this time, no other treatment protocol is applied. The patient has not provided with the medical records from our previous physician, and for which we could not correlate with all the information that was needed. An emergency report, emergency room reports are available from Providence Hospital, where she has an abdominal abscess, possibly on 3/11/2014. And she is taking lisinopril, norvasc, and toprol according to this visit. This is a list of mammograms, which was normal CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis. Was done with, which didn't show any positive finding. She is a cardiologist who has done a stress test, Dr. Jacks, for her epigastric pain. However, no positive findings were located. I have ordered a MRI for her lumbar spine, but so far that was not done. To the idea of investigating any pathology related to lumbar spine leading to her symptoms of pain and spasm in the leg muscles. And other than that, I don't have any positive finding in her. Hip x-rays are reported to be completely normal, and foot x-ray is also completely normal. Thank you.